Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on March 4th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some of their City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. One of the nice things about Gillette is how many wonderful parks we have. Of course, the thing about the parks is that they take a lot of maintenance, and we need people to do that maintenance. And to get those people, the city has started hiring seasonal workers. Seasonal parks employees start at $14 an hour, and returning seasonals can earn up to $16 an hour. This is a temporary, full-time position lasting no longer than 6 months, and you must be 18 years of age and have a valid driver's license. Check the link in the description to apply to be a seasonal or to see other employment opportunities with the City of Gillette. The City Council will have a special meeting on Monday, March 10th, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. in the second floor community room in City Hall. At the special meeting, they'll discuss the city's goals and plans for the next 5 years. The meeting will be broadcast live and then played back on GPA TV cable channel 192. Here is a small rant. It's about time. By which I mean that time is the subject of my rant, not that this is the right moment for a rant, although it might also be that. Time sort of doesn't really exist. I mean, time passes, things happen one after the other, minutes and seconds and so forth, but specific times, like say, 3:27 p.m. on a Tuesday, those only exist because we've all agreed to pretend that they do. 3:27 p.m. is only relevant because you can say that and other people will know what you mean, because we've somewhat arbitrarily assigned those numbers to that moment. That is fine and good. What bothers me is that for some reason, twice a year, we've collectively decided to change it. And that creates a whole host of problems. Many states are looking at getting rid of daylight savings time. But that hasn't happened yet. So on Sunday, March 9th, don't forget to set your clocks ahead by 1 hour, because for the time being, we've all agreed to pretend that it's an hour later than it was before when we say 3:27 p.m. Here's what's on the March 4th City Council agenda. There are 4 optional 1% supported projects at this meeting. And since we're gearing up for construction season, it's 3 bid awards and a professional services agreement for roads projects. The first bid award is for the Arlington Court Drainage Access Project, which will make maintenance and cleaning of the drainage easier and faster so that it can more easily be kept clear. The second bid award is for the 2025 Force Road Mill and Overlay Project, and the third bid award is for the 2025 Asphalt Pothole Repairs Project. The professional services agreement supported by the optional 1% sales tax is for construction management associated with the Allen Avenue Improvements Project. The council will consider authorizing the mayor to sign Amendment Number 20 to the Telecommunications Raceway Lease. I'm not sure I've ever gone into what this is before, but the Telecommunications Raceway is sort of the channels the city maintains that fiber optic cables or other telecommunications cables can be run through. This amendment modifies the city's agreement with Visionary Communications to allow them to lease more fiber optic raceway, increasing the lease revenue by $3,313. Council will hold a public hearing and then consider amendments to the fiscal year 2024-2025 Gillette City budget. There will also be a public hearing and then council consideration of an amendment to the district zoning map. It would change 2 lots, just off of Box Elder, sort of near the complex, from C1, General Commercial, to Enhanced Manufactured Home Suburban Residential. It passed at the Planning Commission meeting on February 25th without much comment, because I guess nobody gets too worked up about changing commercial zoning to residential, just when it goes the other way around. That's a brief look at the March 4th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by clicking on the email updates link in the description of this episode. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.